Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike Johnson, Allie Mack, Squid, Dylon working the phone lines back there. It looks like we got plenty of callers today. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with us. It is 8:04 here on a Monday morning. Hopefully you don't have a case of the Monday blues. It's time for the wake-up call, 404-726-0929. And just a reminder, this hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. A couple of topics at the forefront. First of all, Allie did a great Mac drop earlier with a little Monday motivation about a certain gentleman who is playing in the U.S. Open up in Pittsburgh.
Yes, his name is Matt Vogt, and he is a dentist out of Indianapolis. He ranked 1,173 in amateur golf rankings, but last weekend he shot 8 under par, qualifying him for the U.S. Open. So if you have an appointment, his patients this week are all getting rescheduled because he's got to go out there and get some practice rounds in.
Yeah. We theorize that this is kind of like Dylon being discovered at the LA Fitness and being called up to play for the Atlanta Hawks for a couple of days. You know what I mean? Just and he gave his stat line. I don't remember what it was. What did he say? 5 points?
5 points.
5 points, four assists, about 3 rebounds.
There it is.
Something like that.
I told you guys I'm getting in a stock car, just chopping it up. I just want to be on an oval down at the Echo Chamber, Atlanta Motor Speedway. Echo Park, I'm sorry, Speedway. And I don't know why I called it the Echo Chamber then said Atlanta Motor Speedway. That's not what it's called anymore. And I would be down there chopping it up, little drafting track. And Bo says that he'd play in a PGA event.
Well, I would love to race too, but for the argument's sake of just having something different. I mean, it'd be great to play in a PGA Tour event. I mean, imagine playing in the Masters. I mean, that wouldn't be a PGA Tour event, but imagine playing in one of the majors like the Masters, which or the British Open.
Yeah.
Because that's what I call it. That would be so. I mean, imagine playing at the Old Course in the British Open.
Be pretty cool. We also want to hear from you guys about the Braves. And I think you and I are both kind of on the same side of this, Bo. I'm more along the lines of, hey, let's see what we can trade. Let's see what we can offload. But I think you and I both have a couple of untouchables when it comes to this roster. You're not trading Austin Riley. You're not trading Matt Olson for me. I don't know what you even get for a Sean Murphy. I know a lot of people like to dangle him out there as trade bait, but it is what it is at that point. I don't even know that you'd get suitors for Michael Harris at this point. I don't think we really know what he is in terms of how long-term his contract is and how locked in you are to him. So hopefully he can turn things around. Ozzy Albies has a club option next year and the following year. So we'll see how that all kind of pans out. But any calls in that realm, would love to hear from you. 404-726-0929.
Yeah. You could maybe Chris Sale. You might get something from. He's got another year on his deal after this year, and he's back at really. I think he's pitching at a Cy Young, but I'm not trading Schwellenbach.
No,
I'm not trading
any young arm.
I mean, you guys like I heard. You know, I heard Fricky yesterday. He's like, no one is untouchable. Oh, the hell, they're not. There's a core of this team. You guys can talk. Braves fans for some reason they're just so in love with assets and the farm system. The farm system is not where it was, but part of that reason is you have to use it. You have to call up guys every single year because in offseason you don't have the money. Like, the Braves have not had the money to go get arms, so they go do experiments with a Renato Lopez, and they bring up the Schwellenbachs and the Smith-Shawvers and Hurston Waldrop's probably next. That's why the farm system looks so depleted.
Yeah, we'll obviously get into that Braves conversation throughout the remainder of the show. Right now, let's go to the phone lines. Let's head over and talk to our buddy Swami Dave over in Swanee. Dave, what's going on, man? Good morning.
Guys, how's it going today? Listen, it's sort of funny that you gave the AITA, Mike.
Yeah.
I'm with you. I don't see anybody in the wrong at this.
Nope.
And I think it's an important, an important distinction in this situation. Some things just don't fit.
Yeah.
Okay. It's not that you're good and I'm bad. It's like, hey, you know what? Because heads up, the kid, the most important thing at the birthday party for that kid, he may love that dog.
Yes. That's a great
point. Or, you know what? He may want peanut butter ice cream.
Yeah.
It's his favorite thing. It's his birthday. Right? I mean, and it's okay that, Timmy or Billy don't come because of whatever. Hey, it just didn't work out.
Yeah, man.
As far as the Braves go, we're going to have to play it out. Just embrace the suck right now. I mean, everything they tried to do didn't work this season. And you know what? After everything they tried didn't work, you started dealing with injuries or people coming back from injuries and everything else. Guys, you know what? It is what it is right now.
Yeah.
But blowing up what you got, it's like, okay, you do have something in the core of this team that you can maybe build around. But just the, hey, blow it all up because it didn't work one year. That's how you have something that you never have anything.
Yeah, I appreciate the phone call, Dave. I think it is funny he talks about the birthday party because I think everybody has situations like that where you end up being not like friends with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't make either side like a bad person when you're like, I hung out with that person. They're not really my vibe, but I'm good with them.
Right.
We're not going to be best friends, though.
Right. You can be cordial.
Yeah, kind of that kind of situation. All right, let's go back out to the phone lines. Let's head over to Dan. He's headed to Dunwoody. Dan, what's up, man? You're on the morning shift.
Hey, what's happening, Morning Show family?
Living the dream.
Hey, Mike, this is where I'm at with the Braves, bro. FTS, blow it up.
Oh.
Blow it up, brother.
Yeah,
FTS, blow it up, bro.
Wow.
Just like the old saying says, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah.
Dude, this is broke. And it's been broke. And so I think we got to figure out where the hell is it broken? And I think what kind of ticks me off and kind of irritates me with the situation, I look at the situation with Profar and how he's basically not accessible. There's nothing we can do with him to where, by now, if we would have got some kind of production out of him, being that he wasn't juicing, maybe we can offload him. Maybe we can do something. But it's 40-something days until the trade deadline. But we got to do something.
Yeah.
I love Snit, but I think Snit is at that point where he's over it. So I don't think you're going to get that same fire from Snit, him lighting the fire up under the guys behind or whatever the case. I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah.
As far as amateur-wise, I'd like to run track. Maybe compete in the Olympics.
Man.
Yeah, it's a far shot, but, try to be up there with Usain Bolt and try to cook his behind in a race.
Hey,
let's go, Usain. What you want
to
do?
I appreciate the phone call, Dan. He's up there. He wants to run track with a little, how they put the camera on the rail down the 100 meter and it runs with him. He's trying to run next to the camera.
I appreciate the call. He's a loyal listener. First off, Snit did get ejected Saturday, which is what I thought everybody wanted him to do.
Check that out.
Balls and strikes.
Check that out.
How'd that work
he
out
listens.
For him?
He listens, everybody likes to say. He listens.
Yeah, well, what good did it do? It didn't do anything because they still lost. They still lost the next game, too. The other thing is what's broken? You've made 7 straight playoff appearances and 6 straight division titles, and you got a World Series in there. I agree with his first part. What they tried this year didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I don't know if that was Swami or him, but they, one of them said it, and it didn't work. Where this is broken is at the top, and when I mean ownership. And for all the people that want to say, well, Alex Anthopoulos said he could spend – yes. Newsflash, Alan Santopoulos is not going to throw his bosses under the bus because guess what? Alex Santopoulos appreciates his job and the money that it comes with it. That's where it's broken. And Anthopoulos needs the money to go fill in the gaps. And right now, it's not working with filling in the gaps off the scrap heap or trying to bring guys up from AAA or AA.
Yeah. Let's go back to the phone lines. Got full phone lines. Appreciate you guys calling in. Let's go to Larry real quick. Larry, what's going on, man?
Man, get him out here in this traffic on 285. But anyhow, first of all, I got to have a little conversation with Dylan and the rec league victimization.
Uh-oh.
Because I seem to remember that there was a few free throws in the rec league that were missed that caused games, you know, to be things. Anyway, that's just a little thing. I appreciate that Dylan probably I would try to play basketball, but my Achilles would talk to me way too much.
Yeah. Same,
know, and at 65, all I can do is, like, swing a golf club really slow. You guys have seen that already. and so if I was going to try to play golf and Bo was in the millions, I'd probably be in the tens of millions. where I need to be. But
love it.
As far as the Braves are concerned, the thing I say is sometimes if you got players in there and you can't do anything about the contract and everything like they got with Harris and all them people – sometimes, if it's not working, the only person you can let go of is the person who's responsible for the day-to-day stuff. It's not that they want to let go of him, but they find themselves in a bind where they can't really do anything else but say, hey, we got to do something, and because we can't get rid of all the players, you got to let the person in charge of the players go. It's not what I want, but I think management thinks like that sometimes. So anyway, those are my few things, and one more thing to Dylan. Just nothing but a G thing, okay, Dylan?
Whoa, I don't even know. Hey, I don't even know what that mixed message even means. And I think that's – look, there's a lot of people blaming the players, a lot of people blaming Brian Snicker, a lot of people blaming Alex Anthopoulos, that he was not making the moves this offseason when it comes to the bullpen. That ship has sailed for me. Like, Alex Anthopoulos is not, to me, at fault for what's going on with the Braves. This team was constructed in the best way possible where you got team-friendly deals for everybody. And with the same players 2 years ago, you were setting all kinds of offensive records, and you were hailed as the best GM in the city. And now it's not working, and he doesn't have anything to do with that development. Now, the Profar thing, you couldn't have seen that coming. You can have questions about that all you want to, but I don't put any of this – I would say I only put about 10% of this on Alex Anthopoulos.
Well, he makes a lot of moves that always seem to pan out, and the bullpen didn't pan out with some of those moves.
Yeah.
But does this team not look like the ultimate team that is just pressing?
Yeah.
Like, everyone is trying so badly. There's no confidence. When you have zero confidence and you start pressing, it's the worst-case scenario.
Yeah.
Trust me. That's what happens in my golf game every week.
Hey, if you're on the phone line right now, stick with us. We're going to push the wake-up call a little bit into the other side. We got more Braves to talk about, so hang on with us if you're on there. We're going to continue that conversation. Who's untouchable for you on this roster, if anybody? Are you ready to get rid of everybody like Bo hates that we talk about? Stick with us. It's the Morning Shift, Sports Radio 92.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
John the Game. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. My name is Mike Johnson. I'm hanging out with Allie Mack and Squid Billy, and Dylon's hanging out with us too. Thank you so much for being a part of this group and this show. We are going to get back to the phone lines in just a second. Talk about the Atlanta Braves and who's untouchable, man, and everything else going on with that. We'll get to some more NFL news coming up on the other side of this Braves conversation. We've got a Life of Squid 840, which I'm assuming is going to be full of nuance in life, because it always is. So let's go back to the phone line real quick, and let's talk to our buddy, Mr. Yo. Now, Mr. Yo, I have been promised through the headset that you are just on fire about some sort of topic, my friend. What's going on, Mr. Yo?
Well, you know what's up, man. Welcome to Monday morning in Georgia, brother. Another great weekend where we lost in California. You know, we're 0 for California so far this year. That really sucks. Do you realize that we had, like, the best hitting lineup in Major League Baseball a year ago, so we fired the hitting coach. We had all these excuses about why we can and can't get it done when the only thing that's been consistent about this team is inconsistency. Now, I'm going to tell you what. I spent the weekend making the beautiful brisket. It only had 4 ingredients. It had the brisket. It had the W sauce as a binder. It had salt. It had pepper. You know why it was delicious? Because I am a damn good cook. Now, let me tell you something about Snicker. I like him. I think that that World Series that he lucked himself into has bought him way too much gracious time in our city. So I'm going to say it out loud and proud. I don't no longer want to get rid of Blooper because I told Chris Thomas that may be the solution. It's not. It's get rid of Snicker. And I understand it's hard to swallow, but sometimes if you can't change the ingredients, you have to change the chef. Love you guys.
Yeah. Mr. Yo, that sounded like a WWE promo.
Seriously.
And Mr. Yo's a member of the Nation, so I'm going to...
Oh, don't go soft on him just because he's a member
of the Nation. I'm not going to go soft on him. I'm just going to point that out, that I have respect for him.
Okay.
Can we not...
Interesting.
The whole luck your way into is ridiculous. Snicker didn't luck himself into the World Series title. Alex Anthopoulos went out and got the right pieces, and Brian Snicker used them in the right ways. And Snicker... Whether you like him or not, which seemingly most of you hate him for whatever reason, he pulled every string right. He made every right move. Has he made every right move since? No. And has he made every right move during this season? No, probably not. Also, though, we can't complain that players are the problem and then say, well, then you got to fire the coach, though. Because if coaches fire the coach, everything will fix itself. It won't. That's not how it necessarily works.
But I feel like this season has kind of been like playing whack-a-mole. Like one day, we're not hitting. One day, the bullpen's struggling. And it's just you're changing different things and nothing is coming together.
Yeah. Well, and here's why I struggle with it when we have this conversation about Brian Snicker is, like, in the NFL, when you talk about head coaches being fired, there is game planning, there is development. Like, Raheem Morris is in charge of the development of players. And we had this conversation about Arthur Smith a couple of years ago. It's like, well, Arthur Smith is not responsible for the lack of development or the injury to Kyle Pitts. Arthur Smith is not responsible for the fact that we can't get to the quarterback. But he is, though. Like, in football, at a certain point, you have to say, okay, you know, yes, he's not in charge of, you know, making sure these guys rush the passer, but it, you know, the buck stops with you as the head coach in the NFL, where you have to be the guy that is making sure these guys get developed, making sure that they're practicing hard, making sure that there's a good, bad, and the ugly tape. You have to. Baseball is a whole nother, it's a whole nother realm of activity in terms of coaches. Like, yes, hitting coaches can work on different things, and they can go into the film room and, you know, look at your, you know, swing trajectory or whatever else, or your approach at the plate. But at a certain point, you have to go out there and hit. And the NFL is different as well, because when you look at the NFL, the players are in and out a lot more. I mean, we're going to talk in a second about an all-pro cornerback that's being let go today. You don't have that in Major League Baseball. Like, all these guys are under long-term deals. It's not like you can just say, well, he's not hitting, let's get somebody else to play center field. No, Michael Harris is going to be your center fielder until you trade him, or you say, hey, we're just going to swallow the $50 million that we owe the guy.
I'm not sure how Brian Simker is responsible for Pierce Johnson not being able to locate a pitch twice, 2 days in a row, or the blown save. It gets back to, when are these players going to be held accountable?
I think we're doing that right now.
Brian Snitker didn't say, hey, Michael Harris should never reach arbitration. Let's go re-sign him. Let's go extend him right now.
Exactly.
That wasn't his fault. He's not responsible for A.J. Smith-Shawver or Spencer Strider's UCL tears. I mean, apparently he's getting blamed for A.J. Smith-Shawver's, but he's not responsible for it. Those things happen. Now, has he managed the bullpen right in every way? No, absolutely not. Is he taking guys out a little early? Sure. I heard people complaining that Elder should have pitched the ninth inning. In what world do you want Bryce Elder pitching his 108th pitch starting the ninth inning?
Yeah, I don't know about that.
You don't. You just don't. I mean, now, you could say, well, it's probably better than Pierce Johnson. I mean, it clearly maybe would have been. Here's the deal. Now, Simker was thrown out of the game. Had Elder came into the ninth inning and the scenario played out exactly the same, guess what? Why was he in there?
Right.
Right.
So, or if Elder goes out, if say he completes a game and next week he goes out and now he leaves with elbow or soreness.
Yeah.
Well, that's what you get for putting a guy back in.
Well, at 100. That's why I always caution you not to talk about they, because they is just a moving target. They is like a million different people.
That's great, and you can say that all you want, but the people that are making the noise, some of which are media and other which are fan base. So you say we shouldn't talk about they, but are we talking about Brian Snitker getting fired if they aren't talking about it? No, we're not. We're talking about what's wrong with the team more than anything. Because you're not a fire the coach guy. I'm not a fire the coach guy. And I don't want to speak for you, Allie, because I don't know enough yet if you're a fire the coach.
No, I'm not.
I'm gonna guess that woman. She's probably not.
I am not a fire the coach guy.
Loyal to a fault, I think, all four of us.
Well, I'm not even that. It's just, to me, it has to be the most egregious of all things to bring up the fire in the coach. And I'm not there yet with this team because.
But let me phrase it to you like this. Let me ask you this question. If not for the World Series title 3-4 years ago, whenever it was, are you more apt to say, all right, it's time to move on? Because that's what it is for me. I'm looking at Brian Snitker going, you're going to fire a guy. Then like 3 years from now, you're going to invite him back and he's going to have an enshrinement into Braves Hall of Fame. Like you can't have that both ways. That sounds very, very awkward.
Here's the deal. I don't know. I don't want to speak for you, Allie, but for me, it's hard to fire a guy that is coming off of 7 straight playoff appearances and 6 straight division. All right, I'll put it in football terms. You know, we're always talking. We're always, you know, put it in football. We don't know how this season is going to play out, but what is different about Brian Snitker and Mike Tomlin right now? Brian Snitker's first season, I think they were over 500 in the games he managed, but obviously he finished under because of the team played. Brian Snitker, in an entire season, has he ever had a losing season as the Braves manager? As an entire season. And he's got 1 World Series title and a bunch of playoff appearances. Sounds like Mike Tomlin, right?
Well, but let me back that question up though, and then ask when would you be on board with firing a manager? If it's not when he has a bunch of talent on his team and they're underachieving, then when is it? When you don't have any talent on your team and you're not winning?
No. I think you got to get through the year. I think he's earned the right to get through this season.
And that goes to my point. Because of the World Series, though.
Because of the whole. Because of the 7 playoff appearances and 6 division titles. Yeah, you throw the World Series in there on top of it, then it kind of doubles down. But here's the deal. I can't sit here and try to have no hypocrisy in my statement by saying the bullpen sucks, there are gaping holes in the lineup, and then say fire the coach because it would make everything better. No, you're just cutting a head off to appease the people who think that's what they want, who want blood.
Yeah, that's my point.
Let's get through the season and then let's reassess it. Because guess what? You don't even have to fire him. You can say, you know what? You walk this way. But you can't, if you could guarantee me that Brian Snitker's firing would give me a playoff appearance and a deep run, then I'd say do it.
Yeah.
But you can't do that because you know this team is not very good as constructed.
But then you know what happens once you ride through this season? Next season is his 50th. So you can't cut him before.
But his contract's up.
They
haven't redone his contract, luckily. So I think they don't have to
worry
about that.
Why would he want to come back next year is the question I would be asking.
I don't think he
does. Because he wants 50.
No chance. I think he's done. I am not a fire the coach guy. I'm getting really close with Brian Snitker, though. I'm not there, though. I'm with you. I don't know if it fixes anything, but then the other side of that coin and the question I'll continue to ask is, how could it get any worse?
I think my biggest problem is most people want to say it because they think it makes them sound tough or hard or they're not soft without saying it. It's like, it doesn't.
Dude.
But it is.
Nobody's saying it. People are saying it because they think that's the answer. Nobody's saying it because they think it sounds
no
tough.
No one is saying it because they sound tough. You're so full of crap and you know it. No one, hold on, stop. No one is watching this team and thinks everything is righted by firing Brian Snitker. No one.
Nobody's watching it going, oh, I can't wait to sound tough when I say this. Fire Brian Snitker.
No, but what else? Then tell me that's not the fix. Does Pierce Johnson suddenly become a closer or Raisel Iglesias suddenly right his ship?
You can't
because
just
you fired
straight
the
alleviate
manager?
Brian Snitker of anything. He's the one making the decision to put Pierce Johnson into the ninth inning.
Walt Weiss made that decision on Saturday.
Okay, well, that's my point being is that he's the one pulling the strings when it comes to all these guys.
Mike,
he's not just completely void.
You said
of
it earlier.
Blank.
Who else is he supposed to put in there?
I'm not saying you're talking about one game. I'm talking about over the course of the entire season. You can't say that he hasn't had missteps.
I'm not. That's not what I'm saying.
Okay,
but what I'm not saying is
it's not a tough guy act to say the guy needs to be fired.
Oh, it absolutely is. Most people that say fire the manager, it's a tough guy act because they want to say, oh, I'm firing this guy. But reality is it doesn't suddenly make all this Ozzie Albies and Nick Allen don't become all stars at the plate because you fired a manager who you say, by the way,
ding,
doesn't lead the team.
Yeah.
It doesn't. It just doesn't.
Yeah, I don't know. The tough guy thing doesn't stick with me.
Well,
we'll see.
We
got to go
what?
To break.
You can
maybe Brian Snitker needs
point,
Mark Spain Real Estate. If Brian Snitker needs that hookup, he can go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on his home today, and he can start packing. Stick with us here on the Morning Shift. When we come back, we are going to talk a little bit about the movement in the NFL when it comes to certain football players. We also got a life of squid. It's the Morning Shift, Sports Radio 92.9 A Game.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike, Bo, Allie, and Dylan hanging out here on this Monday morning. Passionate conversation surrounding the Braves. Brian Snicker with the future of this club is. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with us. We are going to get into some NFL news in just a second. Allie, you and I were kind of cracking up a minute ago because we both saw this story. There was a zebra on the loose.
Ed. Mr. Ed was on the loose.
Ed was on the loose. I think this was in. Is this South Tennessee?
Yeah,
Rutherford County.
He was found in Tennessee. He's been on the loose for a week since May 30th. Ed has been on the loose. He's a pet. Crazy. It's not like he escaped from a circus or anything. He is a pet.
Pet zebra.
Yes, Laura Ford is very. She's his owner. Very excited to have Ed back. But what's cracking me up is I can't stop looking at the photo of him being airlifted.
I know. Dude.
He's caught. You know. What do you even call that? He's like in a baggie, but it's sheer. It's like a net. Okay, so they're lifting him in a net. And you could just tell he's like, oh, my bad.
And he's like, yo, they got me. Free Ed.
I'm so glad he's healthy, though, because I know a few years ago, it might be like a decade now, Zebra got loose on the downtown connector here.
Yeah.
And that did not work out so well.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
There's always, I feel like in Atlanta, there's always some kind of animal loose running around.
Something crazy
like, oh,
happens.
Man, did you guys see that lion? Or like, you know, you're just like, what?
Right.
That's not good.
Who had that and why?
A couple pythons out in Piedmont Park. You're like, man, where did these things come from?
But I didn't know a zebra was something you could have as a pet because I thought they were kind of like an endangered species, but who knows? I'm glad that Ed, though, is back with his owners because clearly that's where he wants to be.
The guilty look on his face in that airlift.
I think he would be more of an exotic animal. I'm not sure they're endangered anymore or if they ever were. I'm not sure if they ever were.
Right.
I don't know enough about zebras to know if they were endangered. I'm sure at one point in time they probably got hunted for some dumb reason by man to do that because, I mean, you're not eating zebra or anything, but I don't think they're definitely exotic, though. I mean, you can't find them here. Isn't that the definition of exotic?
Yeah. if you have to import an animal, that's probably exotic.
Although, of all the animals you're going to like import and then release into the wild, I wouldn't mind a zebra being. I mean, I'd rather zebras being running wild in like the state of Florida than anacondas and pythons and stuff.
No, thank you, man.
Oh, goodness. Apparently, not all zebra species are endangered. Did you know there's different species of zebras?
Black zebras and white zebras, right? No, I'm just kidding. I have no idea.
Yeah, mountain zebras. There's mountain zebras.
Wow.
What does a mountain zebra look like?
I have no idea what a mountain zebra looks like.
I also have seen, and this is according to American Wildlife Foundation, that, like you said, the mountain zebra don't seem like they're endangered, but the grevy zebra is listed as an endangered species on the red list of threatened species, again, according to the African Wildlife Foundation.
I'm not trying to call you out, but the who, because I want to Google it.
Grevy, G-R-E-V-Y.
Oh, okay. I got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a zebra trust of those. Yeah, they do look a little bit different. The Grevy is a little bit, looks a little bit taller. And the mountain zebra looks a little bit stockier based on the picture that I Googled. Not that there might not be a difference in the picture, but they definitely look different. I can tell.
So the mountain zebra is a little bit more stallion-esque, I guess, maybe.
Yeah.
No, I would say it's a little more like donkey-ish.
A little more miniature horse. Yeah, I don't know.
Got a little more hee-haw in it.
It looks, to me, the Grevy looks more like, you know, 6'1", 220, and the mountain looks a little more 5'9", 220, I'd say 245, you know, like the stocky, wow. You know, or 225, something like that, wow. A little stockiness. But
if you want to see Ed's lift of shame, basically, is what it looks
Let's
like.
Let's put it this way.
It's on Twitter.
If Mark Zeno was a zebra, he'd be the mountain zebra and not the Grevy.
Wow. And you take a shot at Zeno because you know that he held the fort down on Friday.
He's listening
today, man.
You're gonna rile him up before
Friday. Here we go.
Good. I mean, I didn't even take any shots at him last week, and he came in like a little angry man. So I think it was because he had to wear sleeves.
Is that what it was? He had to.
Yeah, he had drill over the weekend, and he had to leave right after here. So he came in full. Full gear, and he had his little sleeves on and everything. He was very he was very happy, but Allie was probably happy he was wearing sleeves, too.
A little bit less uncomfortable. Real quick before we get to Life of Squid, it was just released a few minutes ago that the Packers are going to release cornerback Jaire Alexander after 7 seasons. Looks like he was halfway through that extension that he signed. It was a 4-year extension. He got 2 years into that. They're going to let him go. He's still due. The Packers are going to pick up $17 million in salary cap space for this season by getting rid of him, but it was an $84 million contract extension. They tried to find middle ground. We had talked about this a couple of times this year. I evidently could not. His time, look, and he's a great player, but I will never be able to forget him just walking out for the coin flip. Was that 1 or 2 years ago out in Carolina? He's not even a team captain, and he just decides, you know what, I think I'm going to go out there and call tails. He's from the Carolina area. He walks out onto the field for the pregame and is like, hey, tails! And then almost messed up the defer and whether or not what they wanted to go on defense. But that saga coming to a close for him in Green Bay, I am positive, even though he had an injury history there recently, positive that he's going to find somewhere to land. I don't know where that'd be, and it's not going to be the Atlanta Falcons. So
I
would not even get my hopes up.
How do you know it's not
going to be? It's just too much money. Asking too much money.
Well, I don't think anybody's going to pay that. I mean, I don't know what he thinks he's going to make. They're going to have to pick up what was already guaranteed.
The same reasons that I don't think Jalen Ramsey will be, and it's even more for Jai, because at least Jalen Ramsey has a relationship with Raheem. Jai Alexander, I'm like, dude, I don't know how much he's going to ask, but it's probably going to be too much for the Atlanta Falcons.
Can I just say the truth? You're not looking for him. That's the number one reason. That would be the number one reason, is you're not looking for a guy. Jalen Ramsey stuff, I'm sure they're interested, but they're not going to pay. And if Jair Alexander came here, it would have to be that would have to be some kind of relationship we don't know about or something going on. But right. Alexander hasn't really been good either last year or so. I mean,
I think it was a PCL he had 2 years ago. But yeah, I'm with you. I don't know. I don't see it happening. I'm with you. I don't think we're in the market. Now, should we be in the market for an extra corner? Probably an extra one, but none like, you know, the all pro caliber going to be asking north of $15 million a year. I don't see that happening either. So it is what it is. We kind of are what we are back there in the secondary. Until something shakes out with other players on the team, I think you're just kind of stuck where you're at in terms of the cap and everything else. And there's always ways to massage that, but I don't see us doing it for a guy like Jaire Alexander. Like I said, I don't know that he matches the ethos we're always talking about for Raheem Morris. So it is what it is.
The ethos thing was more of an Arthur Smith thing. That's the guy that hammered home the ethos comment.
No, Raheem did too. We played his ethos comments when he was on like Bustin' with the Boys and things like that.
That's the only guy that was. I feel like Arthur made it a hammering point. You know why? Because I think it's Terry's thing. I think that's why Arthur was so. I think that's why he always said it. Because I don't know. I don't know what their relationship was, but I can tell you, Arthur, some of these moves that y'all want to kill Terry for. You might want to look at Mark Zeno's bestie and Arthur Smith, because he Kyle Pitts, that's an Arthur Smith move.
It's not an arrogance. It's a confidence.
Yeah, I used the Baron Burton's W sauce on my pork belly that I then sliced into bacon and threw on the Blackstone and seared and made some of my – it made kind of like this same – it's basically what you get at New York Prime when you order the bacon. That hangs over the
drying rack, if you will.
Not that kind. This is thick cut bacon.
Okay.
I mean, you should check Twitter because I posted it yesterday.
I think I'll stay off Twitter.
And the Allen Lager, the official beer of Kennesaw State Athletics from our friends at New Realm. Dude, I was going to talk about – I'm going to talk about this Clayton Kershaw thing, but y'all can tell me that Twitter don't have its goodness, but it does sometimes because
– No doubt.
I just literally refreshed, and besides trying to correct our boy Manny, who is a big listener, and he's always tweeting to me about his wrongness of his hatred of AA and how he hasn't done stuff here. There's a Twitter account called Dudes Posting Their W's, and they've got a kid in a racing helmet. And he's out in a little arena with a billy goat. And he's in
headbutting each other?
Yes. He's in 3-point stance.
Oh, wow.
And they're just trying to see who can push who. And, like, he gets down and, like, he goes at – now, he doesn't, like, come off the ball at the goat. But when he says hut
– Yeah. Well, Oklahoma drill.
He puts his – no, not even that. He gets on all fours and then lowers his head. And them and the goat go at it, and then like he stands up and the goat stands up and they headbutt again. It's phenomenal. I've watched it on loop pretty much since the segment started, and it's phenomenal. But Clayton Kershaw has got an issue with the Cardinals. So Kershaw pitched yesterday, and before the game, the Cardinals at Busch Stadium, they video board flashed a Matt Adams serious clinching home run, which happened against Kershaw in game 4 of the 2014 NLDS. And they played it on loop for a couple minutes. And so they asked Kershaw about it, and he said, quote, "I think it's a little Bush League, but I don't expect anything less from these guys, so it's no worries." First off,
wow.
Not a Cardinals fan, not a fan of the organization. Overly, I've hated them since Tony La Russa was the manager there and ran his mouth in the 96 NLCS about the Braves and tried to call out the Braves, and then the Braves came back from, I believe, 3-1 to beat them. So Tony La Russa can suck it. But that said, I have no issues with the Cardinals playing that video. We go to New Orleans every year. And every year they want to be, you know what, Bush League? What they do with their video board, the Saints, that's Bush League. But Clayton Kershaw, who is on a stacked team, one of the greatest teams money can ever buy, to complain and whine. I mean, dude, you're a veteran. Like, if a video of you giving up a home run 11 years ago after, what, 2 World Series now and a couple of Cy Youngs really, really gets sticks in your crawl, then I mean,
doesn't sound to me like it's stuck in his crawl. He's just like, I think he, look, and I've told you
calling
before,
it Bush League. I think their correct response would have been like, I mean, what do I care? I got 2 World Series, Cy Youngs. I'm a Hall of Famer. I mean, video boards don't bother me while I'm warming up.
I've told you before that, you know, I grew up as a Cubs fan, and I went to the season opener the year after they won the World Series, and it was at St. Louis. Mm-hmm. And you want to talk about just going out of your way to belittle the fact that the Cubs just won a World Series for the first time in 108 years. It's trotted out every World Series trophy they had, trotted out every Hall of Famer that was still alive, and had the Clydesdales going around the outfield. Now, a lot of that they do every year, but it was like, dude, can't the Cubs just have their moment? Nope.
That's Bush League, but also that's a rivalry thing. But I just think this one is, I don't know, be upset about this. I mean, dude,
yeah.
get real. I mean, that's, yeah. I don't think it's a big deal at all. I think it's ridiculousness from Clayton Kershaw, but I expect that from a Dodger.
Yeah. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We will be back tomorrow morning, same time, same place, 6 a.m. right here on Sports Radio 929 The Game. Until then, make sure you
stay off Twitter, Atlanta.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.